Now, Prague Castle is perhaps the city's most recognizable landmark and is visited by millions of tourists every year. But there's one corner of the castle complex where visitors won't have been, as it has only recently opened its gates to the public for the very first time. It's the St. Wenceslas Vineyard, which plans to produce its own wine. Jamie Brindley has been to see the newly opened vineyard and the villa that stands beside it.
With an area of 7,000 square metres, it certainly isn't one of the Czech Republic's biggest vineyards, but one thing is sure, the location is fairly exclusive. St. Wenceslas vineyards lie on the south-facing slopes of Prague's famous castle itself. A few years ago, however, these well-kept vineyards and the gardens of Villa Richter also resembled more of a jungle than something grand enough to belong to the castle. That all changed, though, as the vineyards were once again cultivated and the villa restored to its former glory. I spoke to František Kadlec, head of tourism for Prague Castle Administration, who explained the history behind the site.
St. Wenceslas Vineyard is one of the last parts of Prague Castle, which was reconstructed and which are open to visitors just now. According to legend, this vineyard was founded by Czech Prince Wenceslas sometimes in the 10th century. And the legend says that Wenceslas planted wine and pressed grapes himself and made wine for churches. But in fact, this vineyard was founded later under Charles IV, under famous Czech king, sometimes in 1375.
So it seems that despite some people claiming otherwise, the production of wine has more to do with Charles than with Wenceslas. But it is the latter's name which has stuck to this site. As for the villa, this is named for the Richter family, who first acquired the site in the 18th century. The building remained in their hands until the 20th century, when the course of history started off a series of changes of ownership for the villa. František Kadlec again.
After the Second World War, the vineyard and villa and buildings were confiscated from the members of the Richter's family because they were German citizens. In 1956, this property passed into the ownership of the Czechoslovak state, and the area of vineyard and also the building were used by the diplomatic service and later by the Ministry of Interior. The presidential office started to take care about this vineyard not later than in 1990.
The view from the previously inaccessible vineyards and from Villa Richter, out over both the Old Town and Malostrana, provides a fresh and dramatic panorama over Prague. The upper parts of the vineyard will be growing Riesling and Pinot Noir vines, as in the era of Charles IV himself. If the views alone aren't enough to tempt tourists, then plans for wine tasting events probably should.
Thanks, Jamie. A reminder, you're listening to Radio Prague.